Good morning. It's August 2nd, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Imposter Syndrome. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Jeremiah 1:5. I read an article in the local paper this morning about a young woman who is now a successful paleontologist. But as a young Latina college student, Lydia was so lacking in self-confidence that she was convinced she wasn't smart enough to be on a science track. Her doubts multiplied to the point, coincident with courses like Calculus II, Organic Chemistry, and Physics, where she developed what psychologists call, quote, the imposter syndrome, unquote. People so undermine their own perception of their abilities that they become convinced they really don't belong in their chosen endeavor. Certainly, I have many colleagues who have confessed that they still suffer from aspects of this, even after decades in medical practice. Sometimes in the middle of a surgery, it will suddenly dawn on you exactly what you're doing to another human being, and doing it with a very sharp knife in your hand. Even if it's only momentarily, it crosses your mind that maybe you're not really good enough to be doing this. Thankfully, we can pause and reflect on the fact that our Creator knew us before we were born. He knew exactly what He was doing. Believers don't have to undermine their own confidence by doubting their self-worth, because we know that our value is inestimable. God created us, loved us so much even when we were defiant, that He sent His Son to save us by dying on a cross. If that doesn't make you feel worthy, I don't know what will. When you feel the imposter syndrome creeping up on you, do what I suggested in an earlier devotional. Do like Dory in Finding Nemo. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Keep doing what you're trained to do. And whenever you want, just think your concerns to the Lord. You'll be amazed where and how the answers will come to reassure you. For Lydia, the answers came through a caring mentor who pointed her in the direction of several projects that emphasized her strength, which turned out to be fossil prep. Working on dinosaurs with her hands had been her dream since childhood. Once her confidence was restored, the rest of the academics all fell in line. Now, years later, she is an ambassador for the If-Then Initiative, managed by the American Association for the Advancement of Science, which seeks to advance and spotlight women in STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Not to be too repetitive, but remember who your daddy is. You are indeed a marvelous creation. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139, 14. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We must remember that all of our self-doubt and anxieties are a sort of slap in your face. You made us to be who we should be, and once we strike out on a path, you will make sure that we have what we need to follow it. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.